drop thy still dews of quietness till all our strivings cease. Take from our souls the strain and the stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Let the words of my lips and the meditation of our hearts be today and always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Probably, my friends, for most people, it may seem like we celebrated Easter 2 months ago. But we, as members of the church, must continue to celebrate it. Our masses and prayers all reflect an Easter theme, and they are all filled with alleluias, the first hymn we started this morning. Alleluias. Liturgically, it is a very beautiful time of the year. We will celebrate Easter for 1.5 more weeks. And every Easter, I can't help wondering why Jesus offers us a share in his risen life. Why is it that God, Almighty God, wants us to live with him forever? Why doesn't God just forget us? In this immense universe that God created, we are so small. Why should God, the Almighty God, go to all the trouble he did to bring you and me eternal life? Maybe, my friends, we have never asked ourselves these questions. Maybe we think we are such good people, charming people, wonderful creatures, that God can't help but loving us. Well, we all know that we human beings are not always such wonderful, charming individuals. But it is true that God can't help loving us, because that is the way God is. God is love. St. John tells us. Just like the sun has to shine, because that is what the sun does, God loves us, because that is what God does. Yet in spite of our imperfections, God's love reaches out to all people, that on earth do dwell. The Jews presumed that they had a monopoly on God's love. And indeed, they did have a monopoly in that God gave them, the Jews, that special gift of his revelation before the time of Jesus. But Jesus fulfilled all that had gone on before and revealed that God is calling all people to know his saving love. And we need to know that even though God can't help loving us, because God is love, we will never know the joy that he wants to share with us unless we follow the path that he has marked out for us. It is that path, my friends, that you and I are seeking. It is that path that you and I need to know. Jesus Christ tells us from St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. But my friends, just like the clouds can block the light of the sun, so our sins, our indifference, our neglect can get in the way of God's love that is there for you and me. He has told us what we need to do. He summed it up in his new commandment. The new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. And this is called a new commandment because previously he told us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that is possible for any of us to do. But being able to love as Jesus does, to love one another as I have loved you, that's really asking a lot. Jesus is God. Can we love like God does? The answer is, my friends, we can. But only with the help of something. Only with the help of the Holy Spirit. And in today's gospel, we see where Jesus is telling that something else is going to come to help, to aid you in your life with God. The Holy Spirit, who dwells in us, and that Holy Spirit who seeks to transform us into being like Christ. And one of the ways he has loved us is that he laid down his life for you and me. He laid down his life. He gave up much for you and me. The question is, can we do that for someone? Many people in this world do. We read about the heroes all the time who have risked their lives for someone else. There are many people in this world who have dedicated their lives to a job or to a vocation where they are less interested in getting much of this world goods than they are in doing good for others. Many years ago, while I was chaplain at a prep school, I asked the children who were there before me at devotion one day, would you be willing to give up your life for another person? And only one little girl, probably more like Nicole, who raised her hand. One little girl. And when I asked them, if you saw a friend crossing the street and there was a car coming that friend didn't see, would you risk your life to run into the street to push them out of the way? And then quite a number of them said that they would. I think, my friends, many of us are more Christ-like than we imagine ourselves to be. And I can't help but mention all those who sacrifice their time and energy to serve those who are most vulnerable in society, to serve the poor, to serve the aged, and to serve the unborn. We have to know that when Jesus Christ talks about love, he's not talking about the mating instinct, which is good, but which is too often exploited in the media as the only kind of love that has any importance. Jesus Christ is talking about giving of ourselves for the benefit of another, just as he did for us. When Jesus Christ talks about love, he is not talking about warm, fuzzy feelings. Warm, fuzzy feelings come and go. But Jesus Christ is talking about a dedication and a commitment to serve God and others. When Jesus Christ is talking about love, he's not talking about always speaking of love. He is talking about action. Action. We hear these words from the offertory sentences so many Sundays. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Words, my friends, are very important. And I think that married couples should tell each other that they love each other. And they should do it all the time. But we must remember that love is more than words. Love changes everything. Love is the key to everything. Love explains why God created us. Love explains why Jesus came to earth. Love explains why God wants us to live with Him forever. Love explains why the Holy Eucharist we celebrate today, it explains how we are to act toward one another. May this love of God continue to permeate our lives. And may we, as ascension draws near, pray to God that the Holy Spirit will continue to teach us and guide us into the way of love as we indeed endeavor to wait to be reunited with Him in heaven. Amen.